أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah is truly guided, and anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the only one, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, fear Allah as it should be feared, and die not except as Muslims. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُؤْتِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. O you who believe, be aware of Allah and speak a straightforward word. He will forgive your sins and repair your deeds. And whoever takes Allah and His Prophet as a guide has already achieved a mighty victory. In the opening verse of Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, O mankind, show reverence towards your guardian Lord, who created you from a single person, created of like nature, his mate, and from the two of them, scattered like seeds, countless men and women. Be conscious of Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and show reverence towards the wombs that bore you. For surely Allah ever watches over you. My dear sisters and brothers, we've all been watching the news lately, and we're all familiar with the story about the priest in Florida who threatens to burn Qurans on September 11th, which is tomorrow. And this story reminds us that we Muslims in the West, and especially in the USA, are going through a rather difficult time. In recent years, Muslims have become fair game for bigots, warmongers, and all kinds of nasty people. From cartoon controversies to the illegal invasion and occupation of Muslim lands and the seizure of energy resources, we appear to be easy targets. But this is by no means a new experience for us. We Muslims, if we look at our history, we have encountered and survived much worse dangers in the past. The Mongol invasions of Genghis Khan, the Spanish Inquisition, and more recently the genocide in the Balkans during the breakup of Yugoslavia. Throughout history, Islam has had its enemies, and so it will be until the end of time. But the Holy Quran has reassuring words for us. In chapter 61, verse 8, Allah says, they try to blow out Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah will perfect His light even if the unbelievers detest it. And again in many verses we read, the unbelievers plot and plan, and Allah also plans. And Allah is the best of planners. We are living through a time of trial and tribulation, fitna. This is quite normal. It's to be expected. Life is a trial, a test. This is not paradise. This is not Al-Jannah. We are not there yet. And we must not panic. We must not respond to this kind of provocation in a way that brings our noble religion into disrepute. We must ask ourselves, how would our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have reacted in a situation like this? Could we imagine him throwing temper tantrums, burning flags, and hurling abuse at his enemies? No, of course not. Bruised egos and mob violence has nothing at all to do with our prophetic sunnah. Even in the most dangerous times, Prophet Muhammad was the model of dignity and noble conduct. When the people of Taif drove him out of their city with such violence that he suffered physical injury, he was bleeding with a broken tooth, and the angel of mountains came and offered to crush the town of Taif between the mountains in an earthquake, he pleaded and said, I am not the messenger of revenge. I am the messenger of mercy. Leave them alone. Perhaps their children will one day accept Islam. And he was absolutely right. Brothers and sisters, this is our example. In time, all the people of Taif accepted Islam despite their previous hatred and hostility. Who can forget Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab's conversion? With sword unsheathed, mindset on killing the Prophet of Islam, he made his way past his sister's house. We've heard the story, many of us, I'm sure. And as he passed the window, he heard the words of the Quran being recited. And in a moment of sheer magic, Allah came between Umar and his heart. As the Holy Quran says, Allah comes between a man and his heart. Those whom Allah chooses to guide, as you heard earlier at the opening of the khutbah, no one can lead astray. And those whom Allah leaves to stray, no one can guide. Sayyidina Umar was so deeply moved by the words of Allah's noble book that his heart softened, his hard heart softened, and his emotions were stirred, and his hatred turned to love. And such is Allah's power, irresistible power, able to soften the hardest of hearts. With Umar's sword still in his hand, he went to find Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that he could embrace him and declare his shahada. Truly, Allah holds the key to your heart and my heart and the heart of every human being. Who knows, perhaps this misguided priest who wants to burn Qur'ans today might become your Muslim brother tomorrow. That is in Allah's power, if he pleases. Or perhaps his children or grandchildren may become Muslims. Allah alone knows. Look what happened to Abu Sufyan, Amr ibn al-As, Khalid bin Walid, and numerous other companions who were enemies of Islam, who fought at the Battle of Badr against the Muslims, and who afterwards fought for the Muslims defending Islam. Remember, whatever plans we have as human beings, Allah has other plans. And instead of us trying to desperately to fulfill our plans, we must ask ourselves, where do we fit into Allah's grand plan? Allah is the best of planners. And He urges us not to despair and not to become desperate, not to take matters into our own hands and to behave in an unseemly manner. Those who follow the whisperings of Shaitan, He urges us to act beneath ourselves. They are the misguided ones. And Allah urges us to hold on to His rope, His way, so that we can earn His pleasure, inshallah. As we read in Surah Al-Imran, verse 103, وَأَتَّصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, and hold fast altogether to the rope which Allah stretches out for you. And do not be divided among yourselves. And remember with gratitude Allah's favor on you. For you were enemies and He joined your hearts in love, so that by His grace you became brothers and were on the brink of the pit of the fire, and He saved you from it. This is how Allah makes His signs clear to you, so that you may be guided. Dear sisters and brothers, and please let us give attention to the khutbah when we attend for the Jummah. because it is part of our salah. Our own behavior must always be beyond reproach. The television news says that the priest admits that he hasn't even read the Quran, but he wants to burn it. So what more proof do we need that the man is just very foolish? Does it make sense for us to behave foolishly in return? Surely we are above this kind of stupidity, or not? What should we do? The answer is quite simple. Keep calm. Don't stoop to the same foolish behavior. Do take this opportunity to tell people and to talk to people about what the Quran really is about. And I hope, inshallah, many sensible, intelligent people will ask, well, what is the fuss about? What is this book that he wants to burn? Let me get a copy of it. Let me read it. You know, and maybe something good can come out of this incident. There may be other fools who will want to burn Qurans as well. And don't forget, we also burn Qurans. You know, when we're finished with the Quran, we are asked to burn it, not to leave it lying around in dustbins and so forth. When a Quran is too old and tattered to read, we ourselves can burn it. There's nothing wrong with burning a Quran. It's to do with your intention. But remember, brothers and sisters, there are many, many more people out there who are not fools, who are not stupid, and they will be horrified by such actions. So it's your job and my job to go out and to explain what the Quran really is all about and what it teaches, and to satisfy people's natural curiosity by sharing the message of Islam with them if they want to listen. Believe me, there are many more millions of decent and fair-minded people out there who are becoming tired of the lies and the propaganda that they see on the media and read in the newspapers. Allah expects every Muslim to do his and her duty and to share our faith in an objective way, in a nice and courteous way with others. Be truthful, be honest, and be sincere. No lies, no spin, no propaganda. Islam doesn't need any fancy marketing campaigns, spin doctors, or media makeovers. We don't have to manipulate public opinion. We only have to tell the truth, that's all. And leave the rest to Allah, because Allah chooses. I am a bit upset sometimes when I see this kind of dawah industry going on, where people are going out like insurance salesmen trying to sell Islam and trying to use all kinds of techniques to get conversions and produce a kind of shahada factory. This is not what our deen is about. We are about being good examples and leaving people to decide for themselves and leaving Allah to choose whom he wants for his faith. So, brothers and sisters, don't panic, because Allah has everything under his control. History is safe in his hands. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. In Allah's hand is all good. Allah has power over everything. Brothers and sisters, so let us not be distracted by the actions of foolish people. If we really love Allah and his Prophet, let us do good. Let us serve others generously out of love and gratitude to him, and Allah will help us find a way out of our difficulty in ways that we could never have imagined. وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَاءَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. As to those who have taqwa, and those who regard Allah with an awesome mixture of love and fear and hope, Allah always prepares a way out for them out of their difficulty. He provides for them from sources they could never have imagined. And if we put our trust in Allah, Allah is sufficient for us. For Allah will surely accomplish his purpose. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Can the brothers at the back, can we all move forward slightly, please? And there's quite a lot of space on the side. Make some space, especially at the back, for latecomers to move, to come through. Thank you. Subhanallah wa alhamdulillah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azim. Glory to Allah, praise to Allah. There's no power, no strength except from Allah. My dear sisters and brothers, in the wake of the Danish cartoon controversy, Muslims went on a blind panic and started boycotting all Danish products, holding the Danish government, Danish companies, and the Danish people responsible for a silly cartoonist and his newspaper. How silly can we Muslims get? We ignore the fact that the Danish people and their government have often been at the forefront of human rights campaigns all around the world, including the Muslim countries. I know from my own country of birth in South Africa, Denmark was one of the few Western countries that supported the anti-apartheid movement, while many big countries were doing the opposite. We Muslims complain that Islam and the entire Muslim world is being blamed for the actions of a few political extremists. How can we then blame all Danish people or all Americans for a few stupid cartoons in a single newspaper? How can we blame all Americans for the behavior of a few neocons and a few Islam haters? We cannot blame all Americans for the actions of these bigots. Let's not forget there is another America, the America of Malcolm X, the America of Muhammad Ali, of Martin Luther King, and of Rachel Corrie. If you know who Rachel Corrie is, she was the young lady who was in Palestine, in Gaza, trying to protect a Palestinian home from being bulldozed, and she got killed. She was crushed under a bulldozer. She wasn't even Muslim, but she was there to stand up for the rights of a Palestinian family, and she's an American. Now, by burning American flags, we are insulting the same people who want to help us. Our work, brothers and sisters, in sharing this beautiful message of Islam is far too important to get us distracted by a few sensation seekers. As this holy month of Ramadan passes, let us ask Allah to help us to keep our sense of balance, our sense of justice, and to rely on Allah to guide us in our efforts to uphold His beautiful religion. Ameen. Sisters and brothers, to conclude our khutbah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Surely Allah commands justice, good deeds, and generosity to others and to relatives, and He forbids all shameful deeds and injustice and rebellion. And He reminds you, instructs you, so that you may be reminded. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not reject faith. وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَسْنَعُونَ. And without doubt, remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life. And Allah knows the deeds that you do. Ameen. Aqimus Salah.